Marianne will lead us as we chant the psalm this morning. We will be reading the epistle this morning from the letter of Paul the Apostle to the church in Rome, Romans chapter 10, verses 8b through 13. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is, the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, It is said, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. My question for you today is, what does Lent mean to you? How do you celebrate this most somber and sacred season? How do you make it a part of your heart, your spirit, your discipleship? Today is the first Sunday of Lent, and with Lent, the tenor of our worship changes. It becomes more sober, more thoughtful, and much more introspective. We open our service with the penitential order, and we kneel, if possible, during our confession, while during the rest of the year we stand or sit. In Lent, we are invited into the ultimate Christian paradox. The way of God is simultaneously the way of obedience and the way of freedom. How do we connect with today's gospel and find a roadmap for our own Lenten journey? Well, let's look at the story. Immediately after his baptism at the Jordan, Jesus, filled and led by the Holy Spirit, enters the wilderness and remains there fasting and praying for 40 days. At the end of that 40 days, Jesus is tempted by the devil. The testing and Jesus passing the tests is an affirmation that Jesus is the Son of God. Filled with the Spirit, Jesus faces temptations and testing, and yet remains steadfast in his dedication and commitment to the Holy One, to God. He overcomes the human side of his nature by using the Spirit that God imbued him with at his baptism. That's the same Spirit we receive at our baptism. So, what are your temptations? It doesn't have to be bread, power, and safety, like we saw Jesus today. It can be something else, anything else. In actuality, it can be anything that tempts you away from your relationship with God. The wilderness wasn't necessarily physical, a wild and barren earthly place. In fact, the Anglican theologian N.T. Wright is adamant that the story does not envision an outside or external tempter, rather that the devil's voice appears as a string of ideas in Jesus' own head. They are plausible, attractive ideas, and they make a lot of sense. They're alluring. And Jesus is fully human, and he's been fasting for 40 days and nights. He's in a very weakened condition. And the devil presents these enticements in a friendly and attractive voice, a voice designed to make them sound not only reasonable, but desirable, even necessary. Could that be the voice of the human ego in his head? Is that the role the devil is playing here? The siren song of our own desires, our own ego. This is a very personal, difficult struggle for Jesus, the man. Here we see Jesus as fully human, fully incarnate. The challenges and temptations are at the most deep and internal levels. The temptations very human, real, and immediate. Food, power, authority, and visible affirmation of his ministry as the Son of God. Jesus was tormented by desires and needs just as we are in every season of our lives. And his response to the trials and temptations of his wilderness experience comes as a direct result of the Spirit. The Spirit sent from God at his baptism, the Spirit that filled him and led him into the wilderness. So how do we find our roadmap from this text? How do we find our path through our wilderness? Perhaps we can begin by placing ourselves in the story. In what ways have you experienced wilderness in your life? Which of the temptations do you identify with most? Which would you find hardest to resist? Food, fame, power, wealth, the chance to be a renowned Christian, a celebrity Christian, a rock star Christian. Maybe I could be a televangelist. But you see, I mean, you know, those are wily little things that wander through our brains. So what are the temptations that we find the most appealing, the most irresistible? Chances are each of us have a running commentary in our heads, a devilishly friendly voice that consistently tempts us with opportunities for things that nourish and feed our egos rather than our souls. Enticing words and thoughts tempt us to worship worldly things rather than worship the Lord our God and serve only him, as we are called to do in verse 8. So how do we 21st century Christians with modern trials, troubles, temptation, and testing find a way to face and transcend temptations? We can begin by realizing that just like Jesus, Spirit is always with us, bearing us up and reinforcing our will, making us strong when we are weak. In our story today, Spirit doesn't just drop Jesus off in the wilderness like we drop our kids off at school and say, pick you up at 5. He didn't leave him there to fend for himself. Spirit continued to abide with him, enabling him to grow stronger through his 40-day session of testing. Although Jesus is the hero of the narrative, readers should know that they too, as potential recipients of the Spirit, have access to the same resources in their own tests and temptations. We have access to the same resources as Jesus did. It's our gift of the Spirit, our blessing from God, our Creator. John Stendhal says it this way, "For the desert is not God forsaken, nor does it belong to the devil. The desert is God's home. The Holy Spirit is there, within us and beside us. And if we cannot feel that Spirit inside of us or at our side, perhaps we can at least imagine Jesus there, not too far away, with enough in him to sustain us, enough to make us brave." So instead of surface denials, you know, caffeine and candy, the old what are you giving up for Lent sacrifices, perhaps our Lenten discipline should focus on being intentional and receptive to God's grace. Or perhaps it should be twofold, a spiritual discipline and a physical discipline. That way you allow the entire spiritual experience. And you still have to give up chocolate. We can focus on being open and aware of our need and feel God with us at each phase of our journey. And don't be mistaken. If you can't feel God with you, it doesn't mean that God's not there. It just means that you're numb and you're not feeling him at this point in time. Maybe we need to open our minds and our hearts and be aware of Spirit at each step of the progress throughout our life, whether wilderness or roadway. Maybe we need to open our hearts and our minds and be aware of God with us. Perhaps our way out of life's wilderness experiences is to step boldly and fully into the liberating and transformative grace of God. And as we do, we find freedom. The freedom inherent in being at one with and obedient to God. So for the next 40 days and 5 Sundays, Lent is your homework. However you want to engage, this Lent may be your opportunity to face life and the wilderness episodes that come, open and receptive to God's gift of Spirit, receptive to God with us. And then as a result of renewed connection to Jesus, live that out intentionally, filled with and led by the Spirit. In this way, each of us lives into our baptismal covenant. We live into God's gifts of grace. We live into the awareness that Spirit is with us. This Lent, let us emerge from each wilderness experience more fully children of our God. Amen.